What a joy to be in the house of the Lord once again. We're going to confess our sins together by looking at Psalm 51, verses 5 through 9. We're reading this section and just focusing on one verse each week. So let's read verses 5 through 9 of Psalm 51. This is the word of the Lord. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Amen. Well, we're working our way through Psalm 51 because it is this Spirit-inspired confession of King David, who had sinned against the Lord in many different ways in this particular occasion. And we find that as we read Psalm 51, these words that were David's words become our words. They become the way that we confess our sins as the Spirit works within us to grant repentance, grief for sin, and then also to experience the joy of our salvation. These words are not foreign to us. They become very real, very natural to us. And so we come today to receive the forgiveness of God through the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. And I want to focus on verse 6 today, where David says, "Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom." This is a little bit of a tough verse. It's tough to translate in some ways because there's this ambiguity about what are the hidden parts. It says you desire truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Well, in essence, I think what David is speaking about is the soul, the spiritual nature that God has made us to have. He's saying you desire sincerity, Lord. You desire me, when I come to confess my sins, to speak truthfully, to be forthright, to be honest about my real spiritual condition. And then likewise, it says, in the hidden part, you will make me to know wisdom. And as I do this, Lord, as I confess my sins honestly, I can know that you are going to teach me. You're going to guide me. You're going to work within my spirit. That seems to be the gist of what he is saying here. He's calling for this honest, sincere, complete confession. And in the psalm, we've seen how David holds nothing back. He lays his soul bare to the Lord as he confesses his sin. He, at the beginning of the psalm, he confesses he's broken God's commandments. He acknowledges that he's broken the law. He says, "I'm a sinner from birth." There's no holding back. There's no justification of sin. There's no hiding of sin. He brings everything out. And that's what verse 6 is saying. We confess our sins sincerely, honestly. And so for this reason, then, we cannot be content with confessing what is only apparent to other people. Our confession of sin must go to the depths. We want the work of the Spirit in the very depths of our soul to be transformed. We want every remnant of corruption gone. And so we want to be bringing out a full confession. And so not only those things that are not apparent to other people should we confess, but also the hard things, which are often the things that may not be apparent to others. We need to confess the hard things. There's certain things that we might feel easy to bring out. Maybe it's the standard thing we confess. Just use that one this week. No, we need to go deep. As David in Psalm 139 says, he says, "Search me and know me, O God. Try me. Look at me inside and see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting." We must remember that the Lord sees everything. There can be so many things in our hearts that are not apparent to everybody around us, but the Lord does not see as man sees. Remember the words of 1 Samuel 16 when the Lord spoke to Samuel. "The Lord does not see as man sees, For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. And in the previous verses, verse 4, David said, "Against you and you only have I sinned." And we spoke about how David is saying that God is lawgiver and God is judge, and therefore the confession is to him. Well, if the confession is to God, then hiding anything doesn't make any sense, does it? The lawgiver and the judge who is omniscient, who sees everything, who knows your heart better than you know your heart. And so if you've indulged in some particular sin this week thinking that it is hidden, it is not hidden to the Lord. If you have been angry this week, you should know that the Lord not only knows the outward actions of anger, but He knows the inward temptations to anger, the inward actions of anger, the inward thoughts that were angry. If you fell into sexual sin this week, the Lord knows that sin even if nobody else does. If you were seeking your own selfish interests, your covetous appetites, which may not be apparent to other people, yet the Lord knows the heart. And this verse says, the Lord desires truth from us. He desires a confession that is honest, without any reservations. And so let's not come here to confess our sins today to cover the inward parts. You can't do that. I don't care how much clothing you wear. It's not going to cover the inward parts from the Lord. So that's the first part of this verse 6. But the second part is a petition, but also really a promise. I guess it's really a promise when David says, "And in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom." We have a promise here that the Lord will guide us. The Lord will teach us. He will give us wisdom. And when we've gone astray from His commandments, we need wisdom so that we do not continue to do so. And so we gain additional insight into biblical confession here. Just as we confess our sins, we also ask the Lord to guide us in the right way. Train me, Lord. Give me wisdom. Teach me wisdom in the inward parts, so it's part of me, so that I will not sin against you again. Psalm 25 provides some additional illumination to this, and I've often returned to these verses, Psalm 25, 8 through 9. If you want to learn about the teaching of the Lord, Psalm 25 is a good place to go. Verses 8 through 9 of Psalm 25 says, "Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore He teaches sinners in the way. The humble He guides in justice, and the humble He teaches His way." So this is a promise to teach. And it says, the Lord is good, the Lord is upright, therefore He teaches sinners in the way. And that's good news for each of us, because we're sinners. And if the Lord does not teach us, then we will not go the right way. But what kind of sinners does He teach? Verse 9 tells us, the humble He teaches. There are sinners that the Lord does not teach, and they are proud sinners, because the Bible says the Lord resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. And so we must draw near with humility to the throne of grace if we would be taught by the Lord. It is just as Jesus described in the Beatitudes, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek." It is those that draw near with humble hearts that the Lord will teach. And so as we take this promise of Psalm 25 and Psalm 51, God's going to teach us wisdom, brothers and sisters, but we must come humbly. We must come honestly to confess our sins now. And we can know for sure that He's going to guide us. He's going to teach us. And I remind you today that as you confess your sins to the Lord, you come to receive this forgiveness not by any merits you have. We don't bring some sort of offering or gift thinking that that's going to satisfy divine justice. Instead, we come by faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, the only mediator between God and man. And we'll remember today the power of the blood of Christ to cleanse our consciences and enable us to serve the living God. This is what Hebrews 9 says. "For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And so here we see the power of the blood of Christ to cleanse us. So let's come now, remembering that power, pleading that power, asking that God would teach us. And let's be honest now as we confess our sins to the Lord who sees all things. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would have mercy upon us according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. We acknowledge that we've broken your commandments, and we also acknowledge, Lord, that you know all things. You know the secrets of our hearts. And so we come today to confess openly and honestly our sins to you, and we ask that you would teach us wisdom. Help us to know our hearts better, that we might search out those remnants of sin and confess them and forsake them. And we thank you for the blood of Christ, which is able to cleanse our consciences, and as Hebrews 9 says, enable us to serve the living God. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.